Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex to Review. Today's product is the Isabella 9.4 kilogram realistic big ass silicone sex doll torso from MRL Doll. So MRL Doll is a Japanese sex doll company, so this is extremely high quality, but it comes with a premium price. Now that that's out of the way, let's get into it. So Isabella is a what I like to call a doggy style butt. It's anime body pillow size. It's basically, it could be life size if it's like a petite woman, or I like to call them body pillow size, because if you have an anime body pillow, these pair very well. And you know, it's Japanese, so even better. I also noticed that the skin tone is more Asian, if that makes sense. Like a lot of the other dolls that I get, they have more of a like a Caucasian skin tone. This is more of an Asian skin tone. Again, it's Japanese. It is what it is. Okay, let's show you basically everything there is to see. This is a silicone sex doll. So it has very high quality skin texture. You can see like imperfections and like skin tone differences. It looks like real skin. You can see pores. It's shiny. It's very smooth. It's more smooth. It actually feels very real. It also has a composite material where it feels like muscle. The butt is a little jiggly, and I've had this complaint when it came to like the Love Nestle Era Venus dolls. They did fix it, but the butts came a little jiggly, you know, by default. And this Japanese one's not as bad, but it is a little on the jiggly side, but it's not bad. It's acceptable amount of jiggle. So that's good. As far as what this does that's like special, it has movable legs. The legs aren't just, here, let me just flip this over so you can see what I'm talking about. Normally with these doggy style butts, they don't have a skeleton. They just have the leg like kind of nubs, but they're just solid silicone. So they don't bend, they can't be posed, it is what it is. This one, the legs can be posed, but they can't be posed up and down, which is actually kind of a negative. So the problem is, this doll is anatomically correct. It wouldn't surprise me at all if this was based on a real woman. Here's the issue. In order to get doggy style in the proper position, I need the legs to be a little bit forward, just a little bit, but they don't, like, here, I'll show you. I'm just gonna like pull one down and push one up, and you can see that nothing happens. They didn't move. Now they do open, so I can open the legs, or I can close the legs, but I can't move the legs up and down. And the unfortunate thing is, let me show you the side profile. If you look at the side profile, the torso is perfectly perpendicular. Which, if you know anything about doggy style, the woman shouldn't be perfectly perpendicular. She should have her butt popped up, and her torso should be angled down at more of a 45 degree angle with her stomach flat on the bed, right? And that way, her pussy pops forward. Like here, you see how deep her pussy is? Like here, let me show you. So here's her pussy, right? You have to... Like, her butt is clearly in the way. Look, let me show you. See how her butt's sticking out? This is because she's perpendicular. She's perpendicular, and so her butt is actually, like, creating a barrier. So in order to get to her pussy, you have to kind of, like, you just have to kind of push against her butt. Which, if you want to get nice balls deep penetration, again, you just need her to stick her butt higher in the air and, like, lay her stomach flat. And if these legs could move, I would push these legs forward and get them out of the way, and I would simulate that position. But since these legs don't move, her doggy style isn't in the proper position. Now, what you can do, and this is what I did, is you can sit the torso up like this and just kind of rock it back and forth, because the legs have a skeleton. So unlike most dolls where they're stuck in one position, this one is, even though it's in like the wrong position, you can rock it back and forth, and it does feel real. This feels like the real deal, so that's good. All right, so now the other things I like to talk about is, the butt feels great. Let me do a spank test and a jiggle test. So see the jiggle? Again, it's a little on the soft side. Not too much. It's a little on the soft side, but I would consider this acceptable. Now, because you can open up the legs, again, let me show you. You can open up the legs. You can do missionary. So if you have an anime body pillow, it doesn't open up much, but you can open up the legs and you can lay in between the legs and have missionary. So that's cool. Now that kind of concludes the things I have to say that are positive. Couple negative things. The holes are a little bit on the looser side. Like, see, I'm not forcing it open, right? I'm not forcing it open. The holes are already kind of semi-open. And so this toy felt a little on the loose side. It didn't have like that nice tight thing. It was a little loose. The other thing is I don't know if you could see this. This may be hard to see in the camera. Right here on the butthole, it's torn. All right. So the holes are already beginning to tear. Even though the hole is on the wider side, just using it one time was enough to cause micro tearing in the material, which is unfortunate. Now this looks real, this feels real. Again, I wouldn't be surprised at all. This is based on a real woman, but it just, I don't know. Why don't the legs, like, I appreciate the legs having a skeleton and I like how you can open up the legs or whatever, but why can't I move the legs forward? That would make doggy style better. That's really my biggest complaint. The legs don't move forward, and so doggy style is hard to do unless you want to, again, you can kind of just stick her up and then, you know, kind of rock her back and forth like this. But it would have been nice if I could, you know, and like you can do this where her legs are kind of angled towards you. The problem with this is now instead of her butt pushing against you, these leg nubs are pushing against you. So it's just, it's unfortunate. Now let me compare this to an AeroVenus torso. So this is actually very comparable. This is 19 pounds or 9.4 kilograms. And so this, again, this is a Japanese one. We're gonna put this aside. I'm gonna show you a Love Nestle / AeroVenus one that I reviewed fairly recently, but it's very comparable to this. Okay, so this is the Lucy from AeroVenus. It's 16.54 pounds. It's a little smaller. The legs are just a piece of silicone. They're not posable. They don't open or close. But notice they're forward. Like she's sticking her legs like up towards her head. And so this gives a better angle for doggy style. And they don't get in the way for missionary. You can't have missionary with this, but it's made for doggy style. So the other thing is the butt isn't too, the butt is less jiggly, more realistic. But again, so see how this angle, you can see her pussy, it's right here. Her butt is not in the way, like her butt cheeks are not in the way. I can touch her pussy without having to put any force on her butt. And her leg nubs aren't getting in the way. Like her leg nubs are completely out of the way because her legs are forward. So this makes doggy style much better. And the other thing is, like, so I've had this AeroVenus torso butt thing for a while, and I've used it a fair number of times, and there's no tearing. Okay, like, so you see the pussy, see the butthole, no tearing. And this torso feels tighter than the MRL torso. Just the pussy feels tighter. And we can do it side by side. Give me a second. Let me get the other one. Okay, so here we have a side by side with Isabella over here. This is the MRL dolls Isabella, and then here's the Lucy. And here, let me open up her legs. And I mean, I can't, well, yeah, you can see that the hole, you can see the whole difference. So the MRL doll, which is on the right, has a bigger hole. And that's why it felt a little bit on the looser side. Again, I think the MRL doll is more anatomically correct. Whereas the AeroVenus doll, it's not anatomically correct, but it felt tighter. And so, like, the MRL doll is just much more, like, real. Like, I really like this shiny skin. You can see the pores. Now, you could see pores and detail for the Aero Venus, too. But the MRLs, like, this looks like a real woman. It feels like a real woman. The other one, it feels really good, possibly better. But if you're going for realism, the MRL doll does feel more real. Again, the only problem is the angle of the legs. But anyway, so there we go. Side by side, you got it. You see what we're going for here. The Isabella cost $658. So it's pretty expensive. Again, I do think this is the most realistic sex doll I've ever used. It felt like the real thing. I'm a little concerned about the tearing. I'm a little concerned about the angles. But, you know, it feels real. I'm guessing that they used, like, a softer material to make it feel more like the real thing. And that's why there's some micro tearing. I don't know. But it is what it is. If you're going for realism, this is the most realistic sex doll butt I've ever used. But it is $658. And you can get what I would say would be a comparable torso butt with the Aero Venus for under $400. So it's a little expensive, but if you want realism, and also if you want like an Asian, or if you want like something to go with your anime body pillow, then this one might be better for you, but you're going to be paying a couple hundred bucks more. So if that's worth it to you, there you go. I do have a 10% off coupon code for MRL. So if you use the coupon code, it's not just for this product, it's for their whole website. So check out their whole website. And again, this doll is amazing. This feels like the real thing. They definitely went for realism. My only complaint is the legs. The legs should bend up, and they don't, which is disappointing. But other than the legs not moving, the material is soft. It feels like real skin. This feels more realistic than the Aero Venus ones. But with that softness comes some fragility. So be aware of the fragility. But if you want realism, this is where it's at. But you're gonna be paying for that realism. But I do have a 10% off coupon code. So if you want to save 10% on your order, use the coupon code and it will take off 10%. So that's how you'll save a little bit of money on this. So again, if you want this torso that's based probably some Japanese porn star and it feels like the real thing and, you know, nothing else will do, you want the real deal, then this is what I recommend. So thank you, MRL Doll, for sending me this toy. Again, use a coupon code, save 10% on your order if you're interested in this or anything else on the MRL website. Again, they're a Japanese sex doll company. So their quality is probably the best. But be aware that you're going to be paying a premium for that quality. But check out the website and save 10% on your order. Thank you, MRL Doll, for sending this to me. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.